Blackstone Audio presents The Cold Nowhere, a Jonathan Stride novel by Brian Freeman. This book is read by Joe Barrett. For Marcia. Prologue. Despite the ribbons of blood on his face, which were as angry as war paint, the man on the bed was still breathing. She hadn't killed him. He lay on his back, sprawled in a tangle of bedsheets. His unbuttoned dress shirt exposed a flat chest, winter pale and hairless. His pants puddled around his ankles. He smelled of cigar smoke and cologne. The whiskey bottle he'd opened lay tipped on the floor of the old stateroom, dripping Lagavulin onto the emerald carpet. He still clutched a crystal tumbler in his hand. Her blow had come by surprise, knocking him off his feet. Kat slid a flowery cocktail dress over her nude body. She wanted to be gone before he woke up. She grabbed one of her cowboy boots from the floor. Its heel was slick with blood where she'd swung it into the man's temple. She shoved her foot inside, and the leather nestled her calf. Her legs were lithe and smooth, young legs for a young girl. She reached into the toe of her other boot, retrieved the chain that held her father's ring, and slipped it over her head. She fluffed her nut-brown hair. Reaching into the boot again, she curled her fingers around the onyx handle of a knife. Wherever she went, whatever she did, Kat always carried a knife. She felt a wave of desire, as tall and powerful as a tsunami, to unsheath the blade and plunge it into the torso of the man on the bed, slicing through skin, tissue, organs, and bone, up and down, over and over.